are back. So welcome back. We are about halfway through our show, so it's time to introduce our musical guest. Unfortunately, we could not be joined by our musical guest tonight. However, we do have a music clip. This is Aidan Dalby's performance of the short classical piece, Due Nocturnes, I believe.
I'll have to brush up on my Latin. That sounded pretty good.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
All right, and we are back. That was Aidan Dalby performing. Is it Due Nocturne?
Nocturne.
Okay.
I feel hopeful after that.
Yeah, I do too. That was very
beautiful.
Yeah. Aidan Dalby is a senior at Madison West.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is really cool. It's great having a lot of students music on air, especially. We've been doing that a little bit more now. But yeah. We are also back with Fred and Wes, and Yeah. Could you talk a little bit more about like 350 Madison in general? Because I know that you both are a part of it and you kind of talked about your stories coming to 350, but what exactly is 350 Madison?
Well, I'll start out with the title. 350 yeah. refers to the level of carbon dioxide in the air when things become sustainable and
hit that equilibrium.
Equilibrium.
Yeah.
And that's an important thing. That important thing to note. But mm-hmm. also, there 350 Madison is a really big organization and
it
has
is,
a
yeah.
lot of different sections to it. We're of course in the Dane County Ag Policy and Practice section. Mm-hmm. There's also a group that is dealing with what they call beneficial electricity, and that's electrification of buildings.
Yeah.
And there's a, you know, that's its own science in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
There's other groups that deal in policy, environmental policy, which mm-hmm. hugely important.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just trying to think if there's anything I'm missing here.
And I can chime in too. So, you know, 350, there's kind of their vision is to help with the fast and just transition to 100% renewable energy.
Okay.
So there's a lot more than just the projects that we do. There's, you know, trying to protest the new oil pipelines that are coming in or trying to mm-hmm. defund new oil projects. But then, you know, going back to each person's individual skills, you know, where I think something that might prevent a person from wanting to be a volunteer is you think that in order to be a volunteer, you have to just protest all the time. But you can use your skills for like design or graphic art.
Listen to your favorite.
Or music, like we were hearing. but yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do. And I think 350 is really great because there's so many things that's going on at all times. And there's something for everyone to do.
Yeah. I really like that too. And also going back to what you're talking about with research, that's not always something that's seen as, you know, activism, but it really is. And I also wanted to shout out the Art Collaborative as well, because that's
Absolutely. Something
that's really important as well. Yeah, but I know you kind of talked about how many projects 350 has, but you are both a part of the Dane County Working Group and within that kind of agriculture policy and practices. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that and the projects you're working on? Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm the one that's kind of near and dear to us is the Citizen Science Project.
Mm-hmm.
And a collaboration with In Pursuit of Sunshine and what's referred to the class, a student design environmental
yeah.
issues class. So anyway, we're going to do a bit of a what's called a citizen science project, where we're going to look at the effect of mostly biochar on soil health additives throughout the course of the growing season, and doing some soil tests on chemical tests, microbial mm-hmm. tests.
My favorite. Gotta have the microbes
right.
in there.
Yeah.
Didn't want to forget that.
Don't forget that.
And physical tests. So, mm-hmm. you know, the physical tests deal with the structure of the soil, the permeability of water through
the sand or loam or clay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just the physical makeup, how compact it is,
mm-hmm.
and therefore how how water percolates through it.
Yeah.
And, chemical tests refer to available nutrients, and the microbial tests, I'm going, you know, fast because we don't have too much time. But,
no, yeah.
Microbial tests are a good indication of a healthy soil throughout
mm-hmm.
the through and we have a test that can be done in the field by members of the group and mm-hmm. measuring microbial populations throughout the growing season. So we're collecting data. This is the first time we've ever been involved in a citizen science project. And
yeah, that's great.
And I think the really cool thing is the thought behind this, because we're not mm-hmm. going into a field that's, you know, outside the city limits. We're looking at community gardens yeah. right in Madison. And the whole thought is that by people pitching together to grow their own food, they're actually making the soil healthier. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, a dual benefit that a lot of people, especially me, I didn't realize that could be a thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to show, is that, you know, it brings communities together. We're going to grow healthy food, but then we're also improving the soil in general. So a yeah. lot of benefits that we'd like to show.
Mm-hmm. And I really like that that spotlights kind of the positive impact mm-hmm. that humans have on the environment, because we know how many negative impacts that we have. Yeah. And it's really nice to see, and kind of like going back to, you know, how positive that can be. What are some challenges that you see kind of in this activism with the Citizen Science Project, but also just in general with your environmental activism?
Well, with the Citizen Science Project, and you know, it's a lot of organizing going on, and yeah. everybody being on the same page. And mm-hmm. does it matter if it's citizen science or, you know, hardened scientists? It's difficult to stay on the same page sometimes. Yeah. And that's a big thing. And, you know, of course, funding is going to rear its head. Mm-hmm. Some of the tests we're plan on running, they're not, they don't give them away. They're not hugely for expensive, sure. but they run up some money. Mm-hmm. And those are a couple things I could think of.
Yeah.
And one challenge that I've seen is just getting people who are not maybe aware of what the plans are involved mm-hmm. and interested. But it's a good opportunity to bring new people that might not have any idea about, you know, anything that we're looking at, soil health, growing fresh vegetables, or just bringing a community together.
Yeah.
And it's a good chance if you have, you know, a great team to make that conversation happen. If someone's down the street, like, hey, what are you guys working on? And like, mm-hmm. come on down, let's show yeah. you what we're working on. No, this is great.
That's great. That's what really makes it a community project. Just before we go to break, I was just wondering, what is another, I know you had been talking about this before, kind of like the monetary problems mm-hmm. Of just activism, environmental activism, and doing the right thing in general.
That's something that seems to be a recurring problem that I see. And, you know, there's so many great ideas mm-hmm. to help the earth, right? The science is there, but it's trying to make it, you know, make it profitable is the challenge. So yeah. we can't just do everything we want because everything costs money, like Fred said. So we have to be clever to design solutions that not only help the earth, but to help people financially. And I think we as a society are clever enough to do that.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. And that's something I think that's not brought up enough.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk about some positive things that we can do that have a great benefit after this break here. So thank you so much and stay tuned.